April 10th, 11th, and 12th, Baltimore Theater Project is hosting For Women Serving Time, the last production of the in-series Spring Passion Plays Festival. A librettist, Persian-American poet and scholar Fatemeh Keshavarz, and a composer, pianist, and music director Adrian Torf have joined forces with director Timothy Nelson to devise an original piece of opera theater that fuses Fauré's Requiem, jazz elements, and Brechtian theatrical traditions with a Kurt Weill-style instrumental ensemble and six accomplished singers to explore an unexpected side of the suffering and sacrifice story of passion plays, specifically the lives and stories of incarcerated women in the U.S. prison system, giving voice to a population often overlooked. To talk about this, I am pleased to be joined on the phone by librettist Fatemeh Keshavarz. Welcome to WBJC.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Opera is certainly no stranger to poetic libretti, but I think of those typically as existing works then set to music. How did you go about creating your original poetic text for this piece? Did you have any particular inspiration?
Oh, absolutely. I remember it very clearly. I was sitting in my office and leafing through the Chronicle of Higher Education. And I got to the story of this young woman who had committed a homicide against a partner who had abused her for a long time. And then she had got 16 years in prison and had decided to educate herself. And when she comes out, to be able to do something good with her life. And she discovered that most of what she wants to do isn't offered. The courses she wants to take are not offered in women's prisons. And so she had to go to another prison, a male prison, and she would be strip searched, shackled, put on a cart, go there, strip searched, shackled again before going to class. And the same thing happened coming back every single time. Plus the fact that because the courses were not available, it took her the whole 16 years that she was in prison to get a BA degree. It was just so heroic to me. It was so amazing. And at the same time, it reminded me that I know nothing about women in prisons in our country. As an Iranian American, I care as much about American life as I would care about any other part of my life. And I thought, I'm going to learn about these women. And that started the journey of discovering these amazing, intelligent, beautiful, often very able women who were living lives in places which they describe in very simple ways, a place in which the lights never go off, the noise never stops, you never have privacy. It inspired me to write a few stanzas. Then I read about another one. Then I looked to see if there were ever a woman serial killer. And I found this young woman who had been abused by a father as well as a grandfather and finally prostituted herself to be able to run out of that place. And, well, surprise, surprise, she was mad at men and married them and then killed six men. So I want to be the voice of these people if I can. And so it turned out to be a 10-page poem. Yeah.
You make that last part sound so simple. That's the part where I think most of us would get stuck. But here you've managed to craft through poetry and with this extraordinary fusion of so many different theatrical modes and eras, something that reduces or combats the dual invisibility, not only of prisoners, but of these prisoners as women also.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't want by any means to pretend that in men's prisons everything is okay, because I haven't really looked at those things. And I should also say, in the process of thinking about them, watching documentaries, reading, I have also discovered that many of my colleagues at the University of Maryland and beyond teach in prison. So it's good to know that people do care. Although it would be much more wonderful if the invisibility was challenged, that you would just bring them out as people. You know, we should not reduce them to the worst thing that they did in their lives. Almost always, there was a social condition that contributed to that act of aggression that they committed. So, yeah, and the invisibility, I think, is the biggest issue.
Separately, and in addition, you, in your capacity as a scholar as well as creative poet, have an Instagram series dedicated to shining some light on more historical and literary tradition. What is that?
Well, it's called Radio Rumi 2.0. I started it because I'm a teacher, and like all the teachers, we go into classroom. There are some young, bright minds there, and we teach and come out. But it's never beyond, you know, anywhere between 12 to 15 to at most 30 students. And I've always been thinking, I have to remove these walls. So Instagram seemed to be a way of reaching out. This is actually new. Before that, I did a podcast. And the point there is for me to highlight one thing, that poetry, like many other art forms, is not a luxury. Is an important part of our lives, our struggles, our growth, our inspirations, who we are. I don't care what's the background and nationality, gender, we are all, as human beings, we can respond to this art form and grow and see ourselves and the world in a new light. So in those Instagram posts, I just pick an issue and discuss it in the context of how poetry can shed a new light on it. And I'm really grateful to having that technology at my disposal to be able to reach out.
In series For Women Serving Time, plays at Baltimore Theater Project, April 10th through 12th. For more, visit theaterproject.org or inseries.org. Thank you so much, Fatime Keshavarz, for speaking with me today.
Thank you for highlighting this important topic about those wonderful women.